Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. After hearing some of the headlines about the audit of the St. Louis Public Schools, I wanted to hear more for myself about what the state auditor had to say.
The common thread here is a lack of leadership. The superintendent of a school is a very important job, but the board is in charge of the district, and the board hires the superintendent.
Let's hear more now. A year-long review of the St. Louis Public Schools finances revealed how shaky that financial picture is. It's one of the state's largest districts. Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick stresses the problems are broader than just one person.
I know the public outcry, the call from other government officials, and even the reporting by members of the media initially focused on issues surrounding the former superintendent, Dr. Keisha Scarlett. But I want to stress that the district was in desperate need of a performance audit well before Dr. Scarlett arrived in St. Louis. There certainly were many issues related to Dr. Scarlett's tenure, and they are documented in this report. However, the school board was asleep at the wheel and allowed Dr. Scarlett to abuse the system in the first place. And that issue has to be addressed.
In his summary of the issues, Fitzpatrick points to a recurring theme. The Board of Education failed to provide adequate budget planning and oversight.
And if this trend continues, the district will be what the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education defines as a financially stressed district by 2030, and will not have sufficient funds to complete the school year by 2031.
Drilling down into his office's report, Fitzpatrick says some spending had no apparent educational benefit.
The district made approximately $1.4 million in purchases using 24 purchasing cards from June 6, 2023 through August 5, 2024, which occurred under the watch of Dr. Scarlett. From that period, we reviewed a sample of 27 transactions totaling $17,040, and we found 17 of the transactions, or 63% of them, totaling $12,436, that were questionable or unreasonable. We identified credit card purchases such as $3,888 in charges for a Topgolf venue rental, $1,689 for a four-night stay at Caesar's Palace, and $1,282 for a mystery Airbnb rental charged at the district-issued credit card for the former superintendent that nobody can explain.
Now, you may be listening to that and think, how could that happen? Well, Fitzpatrick points out that part of the problem is the district actually had no policy on the books on the use of purchasing cards.
I'm sure we can all agree some of those purchases don't pass the common sense test and should never have happened, but the school board's decision to allow credit cards to be handed out to employees like Halloween candy without any kind of guidance on their acceptable use is inexcusable.
Fitzpatrick also had a warning about how the district's procurement procedures are ripe for potential fraud.
The same can be said for the district selecting a vendor without a competitive process for $133,295 in t-shirt purchases. The district's explanation that the purchases with the t-shirt vendor were multiple purchases less than $5,000 each, which they stated was below the sealed bid threshold, just doesn't hold water. The district has several preferred vendors that provide t-shirts and apparel, and the district was unable to explain why personnel used a vendor that had not competed to become a preferred vendor instead of one that had.
And that is just one example. And those findings released yesterday, just the first of two parts of the state auditor's review of St. Louis Public Schools. We'll continue to follow this story.